Welcome back to Zlatplay Second Podcast. Today was unexpected time trial, World Championships in Australia. Fucking Tobias Foss won. He was like less than 1% chance to win a time trial. And yeah, everyone is in shock. I'm also still in shock after 5 hours after the race. Yeah. Like, who the fuck could have predicted he could win even top three?
Yeah, I have no idea. I wasn't even sure if Foss was riding this. Like, I had no idea he was here. And I saw him, the first time I saw him was like when he got like the same time as his hater. I was like, yeah, he's overperforming. But at like the first time check, it didn't look like he was gonna win or even top three. He really
It is clear that he did a good first time check. Yeah, maybe he would blow up, but his first time check was great.
Was it? He was good. I thought he was overperforming, but it wasn't like looking likely that he would pull off such an upset. I'm just gonna look at the time check real quick. What did he
was fourth after the first time check, only 2 seconds.
He was closer than I remembered. Yeah, so yeah, okay, then he was already good there. I didn't have that in mind anymore. But Kung was really the strongest at the start. He was really flying through the turns as well. He was really looking good. And we thought that he might finally win a big TT, because he always finishes second in them in the end, like in TDF last year and a lot of other TTs. And he was really pulling out a nice gap. At the second time check, he then had 12 seconds on Foss.
And he also beat the fastest time check from the first to second time check.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the reason why I thought that he is already won, because like he even improved his pace.
Yeah, but then he blew up a bit on the last lap or on the last section, because I think until then he was like second fast or fastest on both sectors, and then he was like maybe fifth fastest.
Yes, exactly. He was the fifth fastest behind Hayter, Evenepoel, Bissiger, and Foss, and he lost 14 seconds in the last 10 kilometers to Foss.
So maybe he couldn't hold his power, maybe he couldn't hold his position. I don't know what happened there, but he lost quite a lot of time there and then ended up losing to TT by like less than 3 seconds to Tobias Foss.
But the thing with Foss, he did like, he averaged for this time, well, he uploaded on his Strava also power data, he averaged 415 watts. And he did his best 5-minute power in the last 4 kilometers of the race.
He he really had something left.
446 watts. So he legit saved the many watts for the last 10 minutes. And that's why he gained so much time.
Yeah, maybe he just also didn't expect himself to be able to do that much. And then
he paced it really well. Yeah, in the first lap he did... in the second lap, he did 4 watts more than in the first lap. So it's very rarely in these time trials that you do a second lap faster. Like in Tokyo Olympics, pretty much Roglic was the only one who did the second lap also as the same.
As the first one.
So it's fucking shocking that he could have pulled off. And
I mean, Foss, his odds were like 100 to 1, I think.
Yeah, even less, like on some bookies, even 200, but... His real chance to win was even slimmer, because in bookies, like, they need to make money, and also you could if you can bet at Foss win at 150, you can also bet on his top three, which would be like his top three chance 50 to 1.
In that direction. He was a real big outsider, maybe the biggest time trial upset since Folliferov winning the Giro ITT.
The biggest, by the odds, is in this Tour de France, Lampert. Okay. Rain. If you don't know that, then was Lutsenko won in Dauphiné last year, which is also one versus 500. It was like complete what the fuck. Dude, but like, this is the biggest upset in the big time trial in World Champs or Olympics.
Yeah, because as well, like, the Lutsenko had the pacing where everyone got the pacing wrong except Astana. and Lampard had the rain, and this was just there aren't really any excuses or reasons why he would have won just on this particular occasion, because he watched it really strong. Overall, it's just so unexpected, because looking at his time trial results, like, he got a few decent ones, maybe I think third in the Giro prologue last year, and fourth in Algarve this year, which is quite funny because Algarve at this Algarve ITT at the same top four than the World Champs ITT today, just in different order. So Voss, Kung, Evenepoel, and Hayter. And I think in Algarve it was Evenepoel, Kung, Voss, and then
Hayter was third, and Voss was fourth.
Hayter was third, and
but Aaron Bull like put 1 minute in all of those three guys in Algarve. And he, after the race in the interview, he said he did his best power numbers in time trial. That was his best time trial ever. So, like, legit, this means that Evenepoel was basically at the same level as in Algarve, or even slightly better. And Kung, Hayter, and Foss was just suddenly improved by 5%.
Yeah, but you also never can trust Strava numbers fully. I think it's quite unlikely that Remco did better power while being lighter than in Algarve as well, and being so much worse compared to the competition.
Yeah.
Because I think he did already big watts in Algarve. What was it, 390?
392 watts, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe if he was like 64, 65 kilogram, he did like 6.6 watts per kilogram around in TT position. So yeah, and also like Kung Foss's power is not that insane. Like, he's quite heavy, so maybe like 5.3 was it at 78 kilogram.
He might be lighter, so it's 5.6, 5.5, but
yeah, but it's not crazy power.
It must be like 100% under reading, or like
all of Remco is over reading.
I don't know, no.
And well, because, like, yeah, like
Derek G from Israel Cycling Academy, he's riding for Conti team, for World Tour team. He did 5 watts more, no, yeah, 4 watts more than Foss, and he's like only 2 kilograms heavier than Foss. And he lost 2 minutes and finished 19. Okay, but that's with like a factor bike, which is like maybe the worst setup in World Tour.
Yeah, and also like the comparing watts is always a bit difficult in TTs, because it's so much about aerodynamics. I don't really know. I have no idea what Foss's CDA is. Maybe it's the only aero. He didn't look that aero on the bike, but
it's hard to tell. Aerodynamics is a hard thing to understand. Only Bert Blocken understands. Also, Bruno Armirail like is lighter than Foss, and did I think 5 watts less than him. And like Foss is like, looking at his picture, he doesn't seem so fucking aero, but
it's hard to tell. Yeah.
I don't want to say something like he had motor or something like that, but it's like his power meter must be under reading. I don't know, man. He can't be so aero. Like, it's impossible.
Yeah, maybe. Like, he also has, I think, the Shimano power meter, which many people say isn't very accurate. So, who knows? I don't trust power meters anyway, so.
Yeah.
Who knows how good it is. But nonetheless, it was a very impressive TT year. It remains to be seen if he will also perform at this ITT level next year, because it's probably for him, better for him to focus on time trials instead of going for top 10s in Giro, because I don't really see the potential there to evolve in a top tier GC rider.
Because Jumbo has many, many better
GC that as riders. Well. Yeah, and Foss is not that good of a climber, I don't think.
Finished third.
Even a
did he choke? Like, if he said, like, he said, like, this is the best performance ever, I don't fucking believe it. But if it's true, then he didn't choke at least after Volta.
the defending champion, we haven't talked about him, Filippo Ganna, he blew up completely. Like, he was still up there at the first time check and at fifth place, 2.5 seconds behind Foss, and then he cracked completely after that. He was already 40 seconds behind at the second time check. He basically paced it like Cavagna in the Olympics time trial, where he just pretty much set his target power probably for what he thought was needed to win, and then rode that until completely blowing up.
The same thing happened to Gunn also in the Olympics. Yeah, he, after the first lap, he was together with Roglic, and then yeah, he blew up. But really? Yeah, this season he has like performed, in my opinion, only in one time trial. Okay, maybe two, in Italian championships in Dauphiné, where he beat 1 hour by 2 seconds and Hayter by like 17 seconds, which was like peak Hayter.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that this is like Ghana is not at the same level as the last year, but I don't know. I think he might be similar level. I think he's, Ghana's really good at long, flat TTs because he can hold his aero position for a long time, which was Worlds last year, where he beat Wout van Aert by, I think, 4 seconds, 6 seconds.
Yeah, but that time trial was like only 8 minutes longer than this one. I mean, 2020.
Yeah, but it's flat. It was completely flat.
It was like below 40 minutes in 2020.
Mm.
But yeah, both time trials were like completely flat.
Yeah, and if you look at his wins, his time trial wins, it's a lot of Giro time trials against like Affini, Cavagna, which are obviously good time trials, but they're not like the top tier that you would face in the Tour, which he rode for the first time this year. And
or in Tirreno Adriatico on that 12 kilometer course, yeah. So which also is flat, and yeah.
He lost that, right? Or in 2021,
that was
he
in
lost
2021
that.
To Stefan Kung, yeah.
And Van Aert won. And yeah, Kung was, I think, second. And it was just before Pogacar. So yeah, but I don't know if Ghana is really all that much better than he's at the moment. And it's also going to be interesting how he stacks up in the world's hour record attempt.
I think he must be better than Dan Bingham's time. Like, he must be.
I said after Dan Bingham did that time that Ghana's not going to beat that. And I stand behind it. I think Dan Bingham is really fucking good.
Yeah, but
he had a 0.15 CDA.
Yeah. I legit think Ghana will beat. Like, yeah, he was supposed to ride at the date when Bingham ride, but he knew he can't. He isn't at good form. So, yeah, he will ride at the same day as Lombardia. But a good thing for Ghana that he signed an extension with Tinos until 2027. So, who the fuck cares that he didn't win a world champs? He can... don't give a fuck. And yeah.
Yeah, he's probably on like 2 million a year for,
yeah, and probably
for
6 years.
Probably
like Praxi Predo try to like... Offer even more money, and
yeah, but
like it's very good for track. Yeah, that Ghana, that Ineos was stupid enough, yeah, to give him insane amount of money.
Yeah, because Ghana is really just a TT only guy. He can't do anything else, and
yeah, he isn't like Stefan Kung, who can like ride classics. He's one of the best classics riders. Can be as a domestique and also
Kung
climb,
is also a fucking good climber. Yeah. Like, he's
and
so
Ghana
much
can
better
climb
than
only
Ghana.
On like shallow climbs in the UAE Tour, and that's all.
Yeah. So yeah, it remains to be seen how he improves again next year, because in 2020 he was really good. Like, he destroyed Van Aert in the tire and the World Championship, and I think he set the course record for the Tirreno Adriatico ITT. So he was in really good shape there. I don't think. He's in that shape anymore, and yeah, we'll see if he can get back to it and really dominate TTs like he did back then.
Okay, in 2020, like, many riders were faster than in these days. Yeah. Who the fuck cares about that? We haven't talked about one special rider who didn't participate.
Oh,
you
well,
called
well,
him on Twitter today that he's mentally weak.
I didn't say that. I just quoted Sven van Turenhout, who is the Belgian coach. He said it was in the translated article from Willow Flitz, but Van Aert didn't ride the World Championship ITT. I have no idea why, or Well, they said the silver medal last year played with his head or something, but I don't understand why he didn't ride. He would have. I personally think I would. He would have won his TT easily because he's probably the best TT rider in the world, and this course suited him as well. 34 kilometers hilly, like it was perfect for him.
Yeah.
And I think he really cost himself the world championship title by not participating.
Yeah, like because he could have prepared for these championships. He could have like even skipped Canadian races and just focus on these
He didn't win the
world
Canadian
champs.
races anyways.
It's fucking like weird. Like I know, yeah, you're afraid to finish second, but you still could have easily podiumed if you are even like at 90%. But what the fuck, yeah, man.
Yeah.
And he will probably also lose
I didn't get
world
it, maybe.
championship road race on the last hill. Like it's like 100%
Yeah,
legal.
now like I'm not even sure. Is it really better for that? Because now all the pressure's on the road race. Like if he doesn't
Yeah.
perform, all the pressure's on that race. We'll see how he performs there. I don't think he will win, but he's of course still one of the top favorites, I guess, alongside Van der Poel, Alaphilippe, Remco, Pogacar.
Pogacar.
Yeah.
He's the main
We'll see.
favorite, but the big question is if he will betray Remco again.
Like last year, yeah, maybe. Hopefully not, but we'll see
Yeah.
about that. I don't know.